For decades, lumber's been treated with an arsenic compound to make it resistant to weather, fungus, and pests. It will continue being produced for things like new transmission poles and bridge timbers. And residential use was widespread. Many homeowners still have decks made with the greenish tinted lumber. In addition, some schools have old wooden playground equipment, but many communities like Madison have replaced such structures in city parks. Landscape architect Bill Bauer says the last piece of playground equipment containing chromated copper arsenate was removed 6 years ago. The wood was rotting and needed replacing anyway. Plus, there was growing concern across the nation about the safety of arsenic-treated lumber.
We were getting calls from park districts on the East Coast or Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont area that had a lot of wood play equipment. And they were getting cases of arsenic poisoning that were relating back to the wood playgrounds on their parks.
CCA-treated wood is linked to bladder, liver, and lung cancer. Manufacturers say it contains too little arsenic to cause illness, but voluntarily agreed to stop producing it after getting pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency and consumer groups. Home improvement stores and other retailers with arsenic-treated wood can still sell remaining stock once production ends. But most got rid of supplies during a 22-month phase-out period. Ron Jarvis is vice president of merchandising for Home Depot. He buys all the lumber for the chain's 1,600 stores in North America.
As far as the transition goes for Home Depot, it's been pretty much seamless. We have made the transition as early as 13 months ago in some of the markets.
Almost all the pressure-treated wood made up till now contains the arsenic-based compound, but Jarvis is confident alternative wood treatments will fill the gap.
There's generations of products that come and go, and I see this next alternative being around for a few years, and then probably a new alternative will come and replace that.
There are at least a half dozen alternatives being developed to keep pressure-treated wood from rotting, but not all are on the market. One isn't being manufactured yet because of possible safety concerns. An expert with the USDA Forest Products Lab in Madison says because of market upheaval, there's a chance of untested wood preservatives sneaking in without proper testing. Up till now, chromated copper arsenate, or CCA, has been the preservative of choice for lumber used in decks, swing sets, and raised garden beds. Brent McCowan is a professor of horticulture at the UW-Madison. He says gardeners needn't be overly concerned about arsenic leaching into edible plants.
From what I understand, this material is not mobile in the soil at all. It binds the soil very strongly. And so I think if you just use it as lumber to line the garden, you're okay.
Nevertheless, some recommend planting at least a foot away from the wood and washing all produce thoroughly. Neither the EPA nor Consumer Product Agency are telling people to remove garden timbers or tear down old decks. Instead, they recommend coating the arsenic wood with a sealant, but aren't saying which kind is fail-safe. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.